You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. Catherine Lanfer is in for John Hockenberry this morning. So good morning to you, Catherine.
Hey, thanks, Adora.
And we're doing a series, as you know, Catherine, on debt in America, really taking a hard look at it. And we want to hear about your experience with debt.
My name is Catherine, and I live in Washington, D.C. And I got into debt by going to two very expensive grad schools, which did actually probably get me my current job, where I'm making $85,000 a year. However, I'm also paying $900 a month in student loans, probably for the rest of my life. I can't really travel. I can't buy a home. And I've ended up running up my credit cards because I just can't afford to do things like go out to dinner sometimes.
What's your story with debt? How are you handling the debt that you have? Or perhaps you're out of debt. Tell us your secrets to staying above water. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or drop us a note at mytake@thetakeaway.org. While the Treasury Department swims through uncharted waters in trying to shore up the economy, with hundreds of billions of dollars being injected into the financial markets, it's hiring law firms and banks and contractors to implement the plans in no-bid contracts. That's not sitting well with the National Black Chamber of Commerce, which calls the waiver of rules ensuring access for minority firms unfair and exclusionary. Khalil Abdullah is an editor with our partners, New America Media, and has been covering the story. Welcome, Khalil.
Yes, good morning, Adora. How are you?
Good, and how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
How is the waiver of these provisions affecting which companies are getting these million-dollar contracts?
Well, we're not quite sure now. I posted that story in October, on October 29th, and one thing to keep in mind is to remember that the original game plan was really to monitor the assets, the troubled assets that were going to be purchased under TARP. So that really set up a scenario where a large number of firms and contractors would have been brought into play to monitor the money that would be dispersed in terms of purchasing, repurchasing these assets. So initially out the door, PricewaterhouseCoopers and Ernst & Young got the no-bid contracts to basically monitor and provide the auditing services. So those are already out the door. But now, because Paulson has really changed the game plan in terms of deciding to inject capital directly into the banks,
right?
There's some question now about how do you monitor that, and will the same number or same kind of opportunities be available? The question of the no-bid contracts, though, is kind of troubling, and certainly to the chamber, because they've watched this occur. Certainly post-Katrina in terms of the size of the
Before we get to Katrina,
sure.
Let's talk about what the reaction has been by Harry C. Alford Jr. He is the president and CEO of the National Black Chamber of Commerce. Specifically,
right.
How has he responded to the suspension of the rules in the bailout package?
Well, not well, because keep in mind, Adora, that there is a federal acquisition regulation format already set up. It's quite extensive. It's cumulative. It's from years of contracting efforts, and it outlines, you know, very clearly what the provisions are regarding a range of businesses, not just minority businesses, but it also covers things like ethics and things of that nature as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so Section 7 of the legislation that's been enacted basically allows the Secretary of the Treasury just to sidestep that. Now, there are some protocols in place to oversee. I mean, there's oversight provisions. I mean, we just had someone nominated as the Inspector General to oversee TARP. But, you know, it's troubling on the face of it to think that after you've arrived at this set of federal acquisition regulation that...
That somehow is so easily pushed aside. What would he like to see happen? What is he lobbying for, and how is he going about lobbying to make sure that these firms are included in potentially receiving one of the contracts?
Well, essentially, because the legislation has already been enacted, he's going to, I guess, what you would call, soft power, if you will, and that would be touching base with the congressional committees that are responsible in terms of oversight. So Homeland Security, for instance, would be one committee that, touches this both on the Senate and the House side. So that is where you can raise questions and where you can really use, to the extent that you have political access, you can raise the issues. And certainly in terms of a new administration that really wants to convey a strong ethical sense, there's an opportunity to at least hold these contracts up for review. And the capacity issue, of course, is an issue. Are there firms that can do the work? But certainly there are opportunities for subcontracting.
And he certainly wants to highlight those issues very quickly. You have about 30 seconds. You mentioned Katrina, and this came up when there were emergency measures passed to help in the aftermath of Katrina, and there was this lifting of rules, but it changed.
Well, it did change, and it changed through personal intervention in part by President Bush. But, what was troubling, though, that even as late as this year, there was a report that came out on Katrina that showed, millions of dollars that were wasted on no-bid contracts and open-ended. I mean, to the degree that contracts were let at $400 million and then all of a sudden it was a $2 billion contract or a $3 billion contract. So the importance of oversight, I think, is certainly the urgency can't be stressed, and it's a lesson that we've learned not only from Katrina but also from Iraq.
And
well.
underscored continually. Khalil Abdullah, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Adora. I appreciate it.
Khalil Abdullah is an editor with our partner, New America Media. Now we turn to Mark Garrison. He's got a few headlines for us.
Thank you. Coming up on 20 minutes before the hour.